The overall cut in the funding overall is 30%. And that's going to hit counties like Donegal particularly hard, because most of that funding, virtually all of it, will go to farmers, etc. And if we go back to look at that rural development funding and what it was spent on, we see that there was significant monies going on rep schemes, disadvantaged areas, etc. And there's huge cuts to all of those schemes now. So there's a lot less going into farmers' pockets. There's a lot less going into the rural economy. And then if you look at the LEADER programme, which, again, you have two of them in Donegal, programmes that delivered significantly in terms of jobs in rural areas, a cut of 36% in funding to Donegal. So, I mean, that's, you know, yes, it's good news to see that the rural development programme is concluded, and yes, we can make a start, but there's savage cuts, and, you know, that comes about because the fact that the government have not co-funded it. If we look at the EU funding, yes, there was a cut there, but that was of the order of 6%. The government cuts are huge as far as the co-funding is concerned. It's in excess of 40%. So good news that we have it, but there's a lot of spinning going on about what's happening here. And the truth is the cuts are savage, and the rural economy and rural and farmers and people who live there will suffer because of it.
The government is arguing that because they're now effectively bringing in elements of LEADER and rural development funding to the county councils, to the local enterprise offices, they're involved in a process of consolidation, which is cutting costs and making the process more efficient. You don't buy that?
If there's one thing that makes me angry beyond words, it's the fact that this government has been saying that the administrative costs for LEADER were, in fact, the Taoiseach said something like 30% quite recently in the Dáil. I can guarantee you now that by the time all the LEADER funding is spent from the previous tranche, the administrative costs will be 20% and not more, because legally they can't be any more. It's a complicated argument, Donal, as to why they're higher at the beginning, because of the way the programme works, because the money, a lot of the money is paid out in the final few years. But when it's finished, and it's not quite finished yet, when it's fully finished, the administrative costs will be 20%. That was an argument Phil Hogan put forward 12, 18 months ago, trying to say that LEADER companies' administrative costs were out of line or higher. When the whole thing is over and it's done and dusted, they will be lower than many other state bodies. Again, it was just a spin, manipulating the figures to try to justify what they were doing.